Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So tell me about your take on disclosure these days and this essay you just wrote.
You know, just to go back and set the table, it wasn't a decade ago, maybe 8 years ago, that Richard Dolan and I wrote a book called AD After Disclosure.
You were on the program with Richard.
I was. In fact, I got to tell you, you know, being on Coast, somebody should really do a research paper on the kind of rituals that Coast to Coast guests go through as they prepare for a show. Because I got to tell you, it's always fun to do this show, and you always have to figure out how am I going to be awake to do it and be clear. But so Dolan and I, we had read 5,000 books, we thought, about UFOs, trying to prove they were real, and we thought, well, why don't we write a book that assumes they're real and talks about what's going to happen after we all admit it to ourselves, right? So I've been on that path for a while, and it's clear, I think, to anyone that studies this at all, and you obviously are exposed to it on a nightly basis, but there's something changing. There is some kind of a situation that is pivoting, where we're starting to see the outlines that some kind of acknowledgement that we're not alone is coming. We don't quite see the contours of exactly how it's going to come, but it is coming. And it just occurred to me a couple of weeks ago, we're in the middle of some really tough times right now. We've got the coronavirus going on, and the number of people who have passed is just horrific, and the economy is on the precipice of cratering, and then we've got demands for racial justice out there, and the protests are continuing, and even if we solved all those tomorrow, we still have the challenges of climate disasters and extinction,
right,
and poverty and refugees and nuclear bombs. And so the question is, well, how can we really add aliens to this mix? You know, that's just too much. We're just too unbalanced and chaotic. But it occurred to me that some of the very things that Richard Dolan and I had spoken about might happen in the aftermath of disclosure, some of the more chaotic things, are already happening right now.
Sure.
So I just believe that we need to be prepared for this thing to come down the pike any time. And if I was one of the managers of this secret, and I don't know what else to call them there, I don't know exactly who they are by name, but there are obviously people who manage a secret that's been kept for 70 years, and they've got to have been making some decisions to inch closer on disclosure. And so the question they must be asking themselves with all this chaos is, has the time passed? Do we need to wait? And I'm not sure the time has passed. I think the title of the essay that you're talking about, it's on Medium right now, but it's called We Can Handle the Truth. Why now is the perfect time to end the UFO cover-up? And even though I'm not making a prediction, I'm simply saying it's not the worst time to do it. There never will be a perfect time to do it, but there are times where, if you think about it, here's a couple of positives that if we did it. It could be good because if it happened in a slow news day, then the chaos of disclosure would dominate the airwaves 24/7. Well, that won't happen if it were to be disclosed in this year, because there's so much else going on, it would have to fight for its own space. And it also might be good, to be honest with you, if we could disclose that we're not alone, these protests we're having and the grappling with how we're going to deal with race in this country, we might start to at least get a glimmer that we're more alike than different. And that wouldn't be a terrible thing if that was a byproduct of disclosure.
Absolutely. In the movie Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson on the witness stand said, "You can't handle the truth." I think we can handle the truth.
That's what, I wrote Medium says it's a 27-minute read, so I guess I had a lot to say on it. But I do think we can handle the truth. And it's interesting you pull up the Nicholson quote, because I really think, and this goes back to when I was producing Dark Skies, we tried to make that television series kind of an external debate on the disclosure issue. One of the characters was the institutional military guy, the Frank Bock character, and his attitude was Nicholson-like. You can't handle the truth. He felt like you don't want to tell people. They don't need to know. They shouldn't know. It'll just cause them grief. And then we had the younger guy, the John Lowengard character, whose opinion was the opposite, which is people have a right to know. And here's what I always thought about that debate. The reason it was so good and it kept our series running smoothly is that they're both kind of right. You know,
yep,
they're both
absolutely
a little bit right. And so at the end of the day, it is true. We probably won't handle the truth perfectly, but we can handle it, and we need to get on with it. And so I think over the years, what's happened is that the people who were the you can't handle it group, they've been predominant. And I think that if you really take a look at what's in the news and how we're talking about this issue now, and some of the players that have been released into the issue, you sort of start to see that the tide is turning, and it's getting closer and closer to where people are just going to shrug and say, you know, I don't care what the truth is, but I want to know it.
What do you think of the Pentagon verifying that these videos are truly unknown? At least they didn't say they were phony.
I think it's a game changer, George. I really do. I have a lot of questions. I mean, we still don't know exactly why they were released or how, and we also don't know why just short clips were released, when obviously if a guy is running his gun camera on an F-18 and he encounters something, he's not going to
shut it off.
Yeah, he's not going to turn it off. So obviously there are longer tapes that exist out there, and probably in 5K HD. And I would assume certain senators and maybe even Trump has seen the longer versions. But I think that they're a game changer, because we can only go with what we know. What do we know? Well, we know they got released. Even though it's unclear why it happened, it does mean somebody who knew better, who knew if you don't want to talk about UFOs, don't release them, got them released anyway, all right? Which means that somebody within the DOD thinks that it was a good idea to get this conversation started, get the party going. And the reason I'm hopeful about them, and why I think that they are a game changer that makes sense, is they do set a predicate for congressional hearings, given that they've already spurred several high-level briefings between senators and some of these pilots, right? So people have started talking about them in the halls of power. And the wedge issue that may cause disclosure, unless there's some kind of mass sighting, but short of that, the wedge issue that's going to cause disclosure is this military angle, that somehow the military is encountering these. And, for example, the carrier group is a nuclear carrier group. And, these UAP or UFOs, whatever you want to call them, have been seen in association with our military nuclear weapons. So if there was ever sort of a national security reason to start talking about it, that's the way into it. And then, of course, I'm sure we all would agree that you may start talking about national security, but pretty soon you're going to want to know, who are they, what do they want, and are we safe? And once we start asking those questions, you know, watch out, the cat's out of the bag, and it's all on.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.